Welcome to the fifth episode of Cammy Sweetheart. In this episode, I want to talk about my nursing school journey. And in order to do that, I need to talk about why I wanted to become a nurse in the first place. And that is because my grandma actually almost lost her life during childbirth, when she was giving birth to my mom and my uncle. And that's because she was under anesthesia too long. And although she survived, she could no longer take care of herself. So my family and I grew up like taking care of her. And it's just like seeing that medical malpractice like firsthand and what it can do to a family, like that was part of my inspiration. And my mom is also a nurse, so I knew I had like help going into it. And so whenever I was choosing like schools, and I chose Lincoln, I was looking to go to a HBCU, and Lincoln is one of the few HBCUs that has an accredited nursing program. So that's the big reason why I went there. And also, their nursing program is pretty cheap compared to other schools. So I decided to go to Lincoln, and I just went into it with the mindset of like, okay, like I'm just gonna be focused. You know, I wanna do the best that I can and, you know, just get into Lincoln's nursing program. So whenever it came down to like applying for nursing school and everything, I had a 3.9 GPA whenever I applied. So I was doing very well with like my prerequisites, and I had done well in like the sciences, and, you know, like I had my challenges, but you know, I felt pretty confident in everything with going into nursing school. So I ended up getting accepted to Lincoln's program. I actually didn't apply to any other nursing schools because Lincoln, their layout is different than other nursing schools in the sense that you only have a year and a half of taking your prerequisites before you go in to, or you apply and then for nursing school. So yeah, so that was definitely a blessing, but it was a bit of, nursing school is just one of those things where it's like a bit of a culture shock, because I think I kind of thought it would be easy for me because I had done so well. But the thing about nursing school is that it's very time consuming. Like, you're learning a lot in a very short time, and then you tie in like clinicals and doing that, but then also, like, you know, you want to have a personal life, which I think for me, I'm not much of a like going out type of person anyway. I'm more of an introvert. So I kind of worked out for me because it wasn't like a huge change. Like, oh, I'm all of a sudden, like, I have to stop going out as much. I can't, you know, do as much. Like, nothing really changed for me. I know when to like sit down and study, and I just like my priorities. I'm just very big on priorities. Like, at the end of the day, I wanted to get in, do my 4 years, and graduate it like in that time span. And that was very important to me, like doing it the way that it was designed and by the book, 4 years, and just be done and not have to repeat any classes. Like, that was something that I put a bit of a lot of pressure in, I think, honestly, just because, like, you know, 2020, class of 2020 didn't have a graduation, and, you know, the next graduation date was 2024. So I just wanted that to be me. I wanted to graduate with all of my classmates from high school and my cousins that graduate at the same time as me. So yeah, that was very important to me because I knew that I could do it. And well, I don't know. Sometimes I definitely did doubt that, you know, like I question nursing just because of how hard it was. But it's like, also, I don't know what else I would do. Like, I don't know what my second degree option would be. And so it was kind of one of those things where I was almost trying to prove, I think maybe it started off as like, maybe I'm trying to prove myself to others. And then it just kind of was like something I was more so like doing for me, like to prove to myself that I was worthy and I was capable. And, you know, you definitely experience like imposter syndrome. Well, I definitely did. And feeling like just unsure of like if this is what you're supposed to be doing. And honestly, the biggest thing that kept getting me through it was like each semester, like getting through it. You know, you get through the first one and then it's like another one and you get through it again. And that was just like a confidence. It's like just like getting through each semester. And then I also had like my family and my on my side in my corner, my mom, who is a nurse, and she would help me. And, you know, just the people that would reach out to me, ask me how I'm doing, say they're proud of me. Like, I don't think people realize how much that meant to me and how much of a difference like that makes just hearing that. So that kept me going. And then of course my nursing school friends that I got close with, like you understand each other the best. And so yeah, meeting them, those are like my people. And then yeah, so that like helped me get through it. And yeah, but a big thing with Lincoln though is, even though it's an HBCU, like the nursing program is majority white, including like the teachers, like every single teacher I had was a white woman. And that was a big part of the problem. I think for me, it's like that representation is so important and it just wasn't there. Like my class was half and half, half white, half black. But yeah, that was a huge like shock to me. It's just the diversity. And in my mind, it was something to where like it wasn't really being addressed. And I had seen black students like being kicked out of the program for no reason. And, you know, just things that like, it just really things that should have never like happened. And you know, it's like you can't really, in my mind, it's like, okay, I can't really say anything because I don't want that to affect me. But I always knew like I would address it whenever I officially finished the program, because it's just like, it's unfair, you know, like this is supposed to be for, you know, Black students, and I'm rarely seeing any Black students really. And I remember when I was a freshman, every single, almost every girl on my dorm floor said they were a nursing major, and none of them made it into the program. None of them. And I don't really understand why. Like, I, you know, like, it is a hard degree. I would argue that it's the hardest degree to go after. So some of them didn't make it past their science courses, you know. But that's something I still just like wonder, like, why is it that it is that way? Yeah, it's just unfortunate because we really do need that representation. We need Black nurses. They just need to do better. And I was very much in my books and just, you know, big on grades, and I always willing to like help anybody, any of my classmates and everything. And but yeah, going from like, once you get in nursing school, it's like there was this big, well, my school puts a lot of like a little bit of like pressure on like their nursing students to kind of just be like, you know, do the right thing and, you know, there are certain like, I guess, higher standards for like their nursing students and what you should be doing and all of that. But I went from, like, I had a 3.9 GPA before applying to nursing school. So I went from like an A average to a B average after getting into nursing school, because you simply just don't have the time to be perfect and get all A's. And, well, I mean, yeah, no, it just wasn't happening. And I feel like my motivation kind of dropped a little bit once I got into nursing school. Like, all of a sudden, I didn't really feel like studying as much. I think honestly because it was so much more to study. And I'm not usually the person that's going to read like the textbook to study. And in nursing school, that's pretty much how you're supposed to study. And that's how they taught us to study. And I don't like reading. I would much rather prefer that things were simplified. And so I think that was the big thing, because it just was so time consuming and I didn't like that. So, yeah, you just have to learn the new language of nursing, really. In healthcare. And I guess I hadn't worked in healthcare before starting nursing school. I definitely think that would have helped me for sure. I had like exposure to like different, like I did a, program that like exposed me like healthcare, more so like pharmacy and stuff like that. But I had never like worked in the hospital or anything like that, so all of it was like new for me. And to be honest, like, Lincoln is one of the best nursing schools because we have a high NCLEX pass rate, like, for the nursing exam boards. But I felt like a lot of it, like, I was just teaching myself. Like, that's what it felt like to me, was pretty much just teaching myself and learning how to study. It was like a completely different way of studying. And then I had like my own nursing study group too, so that was helpful. But yeah, nursing school was a very stressful time in my life, and I'm very grateful that I didn't have to work and I could just focus on school. My parents were just good and keeping me encouraged and asking me if I need anything that I needed to be taken care of, like, they would do it, and it made my life so much easier. Or just, you know, that little small bit of like stress, it just took that off my plate. And so yeah, that was really good, and I'm so grateful for that. And my tuition was like taken care of, like all of that. I'm so grateful for that. So yeah, but I would say one of the biggest things that nursing school taught me was that honestly, nursing school was one of those things to where I feel like I was just kind of faking it until I made it. You know, like, you can't learn everything, but I just kept going until, before I knew it, like, I was done. But yeah. By far, the hardest class that I took was Med-Surg 1. I didn't know if I was going to make it through that semester. That was a very, very hard semester because of all the content that I learned in that class. And then taking 3 other classes at the same time. Yeah. And then when I took OBPs, that's when I realized I wanted to be a labor and delivery nurse, which I feel like makes sense because of my grandma and what happened to her. So that's going to be my way of honoring her, because there is a issue with how Black women are treated in labor and delivery. And if I can help with that in any way, then I absolutely plan to. So yeah, I want to be a labor and delivery nurse. What else? But yeah, now that I'm like out of nursing school, it just feels so strange because like in nursing school, you're told what to do and where to go and all of that. And you know, you get out of nursing school and it's a lot of things that we're taught that you don't actually do. And it's just not realistic, you know. And so that's going to be interesting as I am now about to start working and everything, like just seeing how it actually is. But yeah, I really don't. I'm not gonna miss nursing school. Like, it's truly one of the hardest degrees to obtain. It really is. And I think, honestly, it shouldn't be that way. Like, it's definitely ways to make it easier. And I feel like with, like, the new generation, like, they need to make changes to the program, because healthcare is always changing and we just need more nurses. We need more people to become nurses. I would love for those people to be minorities and Black women and all of that. But yeah. And then towards, I would say really probably like during my senior year is when I realized I wanted to be a nurse mentor, because I truly just enjoy helping people, and I know how it is to go through nursing school, obviously. And I know how hard it is. I know how stressful it is. It's very overwhelming. And I honestly just wish I would have had a mentor. Like, I had my mom, but she graduated like long before me. So it's not really the same as somebody that's like close to your age and, you know, went through the program that you went through. So yeah, I realized I wanted to be a nurse mentor, and I want to eventually get that started with my mom and just help people that are interested in nursing, trying to get into it, because luckily, like, I did have my mom to help me through a lot of that stuff as far as getting through nursing school and all the things that I needed. But, you know, not everybody has that. And so, yeah, I think that I just really would enjoy that. And I also want to be a psych nurse practitioner, which I realized that this year, actually. I didn't think for a while, I didn't think I was going to go back to school, but I do want to get into psych, because I've talked about this before, but I am an empath. And, you know, just with my own mental health issues I've had really this year, like the anxiety, and I feel like I just kind of reached a breaking point. I realized just like how important it is. And, you know, I didn't get the response that I was looking for. You know, I didn't feel like I got the help that I needed. I felt like I was being gaslit over and over. And, you know, the big thing with psych is that you're supposed to make people feel validated in whatever they're going through. So, like, for example, if somebody has schizophrenia and they say like, oh, I'm seeing this, you say, I understand you see it, but I don't see it. Like, that's a way to validate their feelings, but also like saying maybe that's not actually the case. So, but yeah, I definitely want to get into that more, because I only had one semester of psych, and honestly, that was a semester that I took med-surg 1, which was more of the focus. So I don't feel like I necessarily learned so much from that class, but and it pays well too. Psych does pay well, so that's just like an added bonus. But yeah, I truly feel like that's just something I would enjoy. I don't really like the super medical side of nursing, so I would never work med-surg. I really couldn't see myself doing anything besides labor and delivery. And then I just want to be a psych nurse practitioner, telehealth, and a nurse mentor, of course. But yeah, that's just kind of how I envision, like, my nursing career. I don't really want to do too many specialties. I'm just not. I like labor and delivery because it's more of a happy environment. And that's what I feel like I would thrive in. I don't really like the stressful situations. I don't really like dealing with sick patients. That's just not my thing. So I think with OB and psych, like, that's just like the perfect, that would be perfect for me. So that's what I plan on doing. And yeah, I'm very happy that my nursing school days are over. I feel like I'm finally free because it really is like, it was a dark time in my life, you know, just hard, like really challenging. And it was a question of, was I gonna make it through the program? I did question if I was gonna make it through the program, but now that I graduated summa cum laude. I graduated with a 3.7 GPA. And I managed to do pretty well for myself. So I am grateful. My degree is very, very important to me. And I just want to be able to help other nursing students, you know, take care of people. Like, that's really all I want to do. I am going to add to the few of us Black nurses, because I think it's 11%, I want to say. 11% of nurses are Black, 70% white. So I do want to see that number change too. But yeah, overall, I'm just happy to be done. Because it's a lot of, I feel like with nursing, it's just so many things that you have to get through that it's like, I know I'm never gonna use, like, this stuff. A lot of stuff you learn in nursing school is more so like med surg type of things, med surg based, and that's literally the furthest from what I'm gonna actually do. So I feel like I just kind of had to like get through that part to get to where what I actually want to do. And that's the best thing about nursing, is you can do so many things even with just a bachelor's of science degree and nursing degree. You can do so much with that. And of course, you know, going back to school means more money. Nurse practitioner is gonna mean like more independence. And like, I know I don't want to work in a hospital for long. Like, I do want to probably travel. I do want to be a travel nurse for a little while, but ideally, like, before I have kids, I want to get my master's and then be a psych nurse practitioner. Like, that's my ultimate goal. And I think I'll probably stop there. I mean, a doctorate in nursing does sound good, but I think I'll be happy with just a master's. I think, you know, because that'll get me out the hospital. I also am kind of interested in aesthetics, but that might not turn into anything. But yeah, beyond that, I can't really see myself doing anything else. But what I do like is just like the knowledge of, you know, knowing the medical side and nursing in healthcare, like that's knowledge that is so valuable to me, you know, like even like when I was in nursing school and stuff, and like my friends or family or whoever who or whatever would like ask me questions, and it's just like, and I, you know, when you actually know the answer, like that's just such a good feeling. It's like, wow, like I really know a little bit about nursing and healthcare. So yeah. And also too, like at the end of the day, healthcare is a business, and that's one thing that I've really seen a lot this year too. So just kind of like knowing the business behind healthcare too, because it's expensive, and I don't always agree with the way nurses and doctors do things. It'd be a little backwards. So yeah, just going into, you know, even when I go to like the doctor or something from like myself, and you know, I like know what to expect and you know what they should be doing, and I have like that knowledge, like I'm grateful for that. And then, you know, my mom is the doctor in the family, so we have her too. So yeah, I think it's important to have at least one person in your family that's in healthcare, because you really do sometimes you need that like opinion from them, because like I said, healthcare is a business and they don't always do things the way they should. And you know, of course, health disparities and stuff too, you have to watch out for that. And that's also a big reason why I got into nursing, is because of those health disparities. You know, you understand stuff better when you're a minority, you know. And oftentimes I've seen like in the hospital, they kind of brush off our pain, like Black people's pain. And you know, I make sure to do like the opposite. Cause I've literally seen to where they, and I've experienced it too. Like with a Black person, it's just like, oh, you know, just brush it off. You know, you don't get the same, level of care. And then a white person, and it might not even, I've literally seen it to where a white person was being quite literally a rude, very rude patient. And a Black person was like nauseous or whatever, but there was like nothing else. This was the ER. There was nothing else could be done. And the nurse was like, oh, well, she's just going to have to get over it. Like there's nothing that we can do. And then to this completely rude patient that was white, was literally like coddling her. And that just was like, I don't know. It's like, you don't want that to be the case, but it bothered me quite a bit. It's just very, very strange. But I guess that's what you get for being in Jefferson City. But yeah, I mean, I've taken care of, I wouldn't really say the most diverse patients because it's Jefferson City. But I've taken care of incarcerated patients. I've taken care of, I would say I've seen a pretty decent amount for just being like a nursing student. And yeah, like I said, I'm just happy to be done with it all. I'm happy to finally start making money and no longer have to be working for free. That makes a huge difference. It's kind of crazy though, because I'm so used to being a student. I'm used to being a student, and now I have to work for the rest of my life. So, I don't know. It's kind of bittersweet sometimes. Like, I'm not really the biggest fan of school,
But also, it's like working for the rest of your life is not the most exciting either. But at least I'm getting paid, I guess. But yeah, one of the teachers from my school would say short-term pain for long-term gain. And that honestly is one of the best ways to like sum up nursing school for me, because it really, you have rough days, you do. And I've never experienced so much anxiety like since nursing school. Like, I've experienced the most anxiety in nursing school for sure. And I definitely neglected myself at times. You know, I didn't really prioritize myself like I should have. I wasn't really taking care of myself like I should have. And I hope that I never do that again, because you have to be healthy in order to take care of patients. Like, you have to take care of yourself first. It's very important. And unfortunately, within healthcare and like nursing, especially like in the hospital 12-hour shifts, it's very easy to kind of neglect yourself, you know, because you have to get things done and everything. But yeah, I just, for anybody that is wanting to get into healthcare and, you know, do nursing or whatever the case may be, please do it. Like, it is hard, but it's worth it in the end. And like I was saying earlier, like, that knowledge is just so valuable, and there's so much that you can do with the degree. There really is. It sucks to go through, but once you do get through it, it literally feels like you're on top of the world. Like, it's a great, great feeling. And I just feel so blessed that I was able to, you know, complete it in 4 years the way it was designed. And I'm going to be a 22-year-old nurse. Like, it really doesn't get any better than that. Like, I'm so, so grateful. And sometimes I just can't believe it. Like, I really finished. I did exactly what I said I was going to do. And that's become a nurse. And, you know, I figured out what I want to do. And, you know, so now it's just going to be all about passing my NCLEX, and I'm hoping to be a one and done with that. I want to start being a nurse mentor at some point, when I get established in my career, and probably will work in the hospital for like maybe 3-4 years or so. But I won't do that for too long. And yeah, so that's my plan. That's what my nursing school journey has been like. And I am now a Lincoln University graduate, and I am just feeling very grateful and blessed to be done. that concludes this episode. Thank you for listening. Next episode will be out on September 19th.